The food security and nutrition situation in Turkey has been deteriorating. In the recent months of June and July, due to outbreak of intercommunal conflict among the youth of cattle camps, and the dry spell resulted to poor production, which disrupt all the production. And then also there is more high price in the market. Crop diseases are affected already, and we have seen all the signs. Natural climate change all over the state. This has made situation worse with ongoing macroeconomic crisis, including the rapid depreciation of the South Sudan pound, IFI inflation, and the Hang Seng input price. That automatically result to stress and worry and alarming of food insecurity. Two, we have been having a lot of communal in conflict in 2018 due to the cattle raids. This is a situation giving us a worry, as particular me as a director of concern of RRC, how this situation will be improved. Now I'm appealing for the concern of the people in Turkeka, because they have no production good in last year 2018, and the number of months they were spent without accessibility of humanitarian to them.
You describe the food security situation as deteriorating. Does this only affect the IDPs?
Yes, actually, it affects the IDPs because we have been having two issues. We have been having the situation which was for around 4 years to 5 years in some of the areas which are not allowing people to access the cultivation. Coming now to the issue of the intercommunal conflict among the issue of cattle raiders, it affects the farmers and displays them wherever they live, to the areas they cannot cultivate, to the area they cannot access the food for the number of 3 to 4 months during the cultivation season, in which automatically it affects their livelihood, how to recover them. Based on the revitalization peace agreement, everything now comes. Everybody needs to be recovered, to resettle and reintegrate. But for them to recover their livelihood, it is very hard from us as a RRC to recover their livelihood without partners to intervene in that type of situation. That is why I said it can affect their livelihood both because of dry spell from the host community, plus the IDPs being displaced from their location.
How many in terms of populations for the IDPs and those who do not have access to their farmlands, how many of these people are being affected with this situation of the food insecurity?
The total IDPs in the state, these are 45,000 individuals. This is from Gemeza, because Gemeza have 3,200 households, which is 19,200 individuals. This is in northern Gemeza, which is in the location which is called Geri Payam, which is in Gemeza, bordering to Borthos. The recent conflict also between Gur County and Turkeka North, among the cattle keepers, displaced people in some of the areas in Gur County, which is Lojora, and then Buma, which is called Buranga Buma, displaced around 3,362 individuals. In Tijor County, we have around 6,150 population in Tijor, which is in Tran. That in Tran and Ligi, between Koda West and Tijor County. And then in Tindilo and Tali, we have around 900 households, which has population of 5,400 individuals, which have been displaced in Nyamini and Koda due to the same issue of cattle raiders. For the severe food shortage people, which are currently under the projection of the KLOOT 2019, we have 51,000. This is more severe food insecure people. And as I'm talking, we revise that with excellency the governor, so that the team of the RRC plus other agency on the ground here to go and revisit the same situation of the food insecure areas in February, the first week of February. We'll be going to the field with my team. That is why I said the general projected caseload for 2019, both IDPs and food severe insecurity group, it is total of 95,772 individuals with household 15,962. This is the projected caseload for the whole state.
I can remember this is not the first time you are raising this concern. You had earlier raised, especially when there was a dry spell in Turkeka, This time, again, you are raising. So to who exactly are you addressing this appeal?
Yes, I'm addressing both to the National RRC and the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, plus the international community. We have different embassies from our partners' countries, plus UN agencies, plus international NGOs. Because I'm the voice, I cannot quiet with what is hindering people on the ground. I can tell what is there, and I say in my report, circulate to everybody. And whenever I'm talking with you, it's already with the death of early warning. It's already with the death of the chairperson of the RRC in the Republic of South Sudan. And I'm sure it is now on the death of UN OCHA regarding the situation in Terkeka. Because whenever you are not alarming and you are not telling your brain your situation, because brain can help you the way how to recover that situation. Why? If I'm not talking on behalf of these people, the vulnerable people who cannot reach you in Juba, who cannot reach anybody, the Good Samaritan, who will be talking on behalf of them? I'm the eyes, I'm the voice, and I'm the one to have to tell the truth what is there on the ground. Because you cannot explain something in Juba without what I tell you.